USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a lackluster jobs report that did not come close to meeting economists' expectations, President Biden says the U.S. economy is in much better shape than it was a year ago.
Our economy is markedly stronger than it was a year ago. And today, the incredible news that our unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%. At this point in the year, we're looking at the sharpest one-year decline in unemployment ever.
November had the lowest number of jobs created in 2021 at 210,000. Congress voted to prevent a partial government shutdown ahead of tonight's deadline. The bill will fund the federal agencies through the middle of February. President Biden is expected to sign it later on Friday. Lawmakers will now focus on keeping the nation from going into default. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The new COVID variant is spreading to at least five states. Omicron was first reported in California and is now in Colorado, New York, Minnesota, and Hawaii. Experts are especially concerned because of the high number of mutations, but don't know yet how dangerous it is. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky joins ABC's Good Morning America and reminds us,
today we have 90,000 new cases of COVID-19 every day, and that about 99.9% of them continue to be Delta. So we can't lose sight of the fact that the vast majority of what we have here in the United States is Delta.
The latest round of talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal will end today. European and Iranian officials said the indirect talks between the United States and Iran will come to an end with a formal meeting in Vienna. Diplomats from Iran, France, Germany, Britain, China, and Russia reportedly hope to resume talks next week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Alec Baldwin is speaking out for the first time.
Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide, you know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dollar Tree is ditching those green everything's a dollar signs at their stores, with the chain saying that they will permanently raise prices by 25% on the majority of their products. Dollar Tree making the change at some stores already and rolling out the new prices at nearly all of their 8,000 United States stores by early 2022. These shoppers telling WABC in New York they're no fan of the price hike.
How many years has the Dollar Tree been around? It's sad.
I just think it's unfortunate, especially for the elderly who want a fixed income and have to come here or send folks like me out to pick things up for them. And it just makes everything go up. The cost of living is so high.
Dollar Tree is running advertising and training store staff on how to handle customers confused about why prices aren't a dollar anymore. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.